Ezekiel Elliott, okay, we all know the whole thing and blah, blah, blah. He's not showing up yet. The Dallas Cowboys play a football game, one that matters with all their starters. In approximately, I think, it, what is it, oh, 9 days now? Yeah, 9 days on next Sunday. They play the New York Football Giants. Jerry Jones went on to say, basically, they're preparing to go on week one and have Zeke miss a couple games. And it's frustrating because I found this tweet earlier on the Twitter, and it made perfect sense to me. And that's what got me thinking. So Zeke wants to be paid as the best running back, and that's 100% okay. Not the second best, the best. Todd Gurley is paid $14 million a year. Zeke wants just a little north of that. If they're already right there under $1 million, why not just go up another million? I don't see the big deal now. Because you're to the point where if you want him long-term, you're going to have to figure it out. Todd Gurley is the second-best running back in the National Football League. Since 2016, he's had 979 touches and scrimmage yards of 5,136. Zeke has 1,003 touches, 4,048 rushing yards with 5,247 scrimmage yards. So why not pay him like he is the best, because he is the best? A very well-respected source, Mike Fisher for the Cowboys, he quoted in a tweet, put it this way, the Cowboys as a football team are preparing game planning to play the Giants without Zeke. And that's how they should. But the organization is not. The organization is still trying to sign him. And if it wasn't for this particular man, and it's the son of Jerry Jones, the vice president, Stephen Jones, I think Stephen is the one who's holding back more than anything. If it was up to Jerry, he might just dish out this money. And I tweeted before the show starts, a couple of you saw it, I said, just pay Zeke, pay him already. Because the Cowboys have the best roster they've had in years. And if they have any hopes of winning a Super Bowl, despite what the well-respected Gil Brandt said, they need him. They'll still be a playoff team if they don't have him early on. But Stephen Jones might be the one who is holding back on giving him that kind of money. And how can you make an agreement constantly over the phone? Zeke's in Cabo. Jerry's in Arlington. I know players, owners, they don't meet directly. But why can't the player and agent meet the front office and get something done in person? There is no reason to still be in Cabo by now. And I'm all for Zeke getting paid. He deserves to be paid. But you can't get a contract done if you're out of the country. You're that far away from Texas. Sit down, get it done. If it takes a few hours, it takes a few hours. But find a number you both agree on. Quit being sticklers. And with Jerry's quotes today on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, it kind of gets me wondering, is Jerry playing these games? Because Jerry Jones is known to play games. He's known to sneak by the way he wants to sneak by. Is he negotiating with Zeke through the media by saying, we're preparing to play week one about Zeke? Yes, of course Jerry Jones is. And some of you might think he's idiotic and senile, which he can be, but Jerry Jones is actually smart doing this, negotiating through the media. Zeke, scrolling through Twitter, sees a tweet that says the Cowboys are preparing to play week one about Zeke. When Zeke, we know Zeke wants to be there. You probably, seriously, I don't even know if a master's Barrett's going to help anybody, but you might need a PhD. You need a doctorate degree to figure this whole situation out, because I can't. Nobody can. You can't. It's to the point where it's annoying. It's been going on too long. And it's nothing like the Le'Veon Bell situation, because Le'Veon Bell had leverage. Zeke has to report by November 12th, I think.